And a plan over this meeting tonight, we pray that it will be accomplished. Lord, we thank you that you're here. And you're here to minister to us and to fulfill that which you desire to do in our lives, in changing us and working in our hearts and in accomplishing your purpose, the purpose for which you saved us, brought us into fellowship with yourself. So work on, Lord, we pray, in every one of us. From glory to glory, change us, dear Lord, even by your Spirit, we pray. Amen. Amen, Lord. Hallelujah. That prayer is 347, if you'd like to pray it together. 347.
After thy will, while I am with
Thank you, Lord. Amen. The Holy Spirit out by also, 389.
Under the blood.
before we sing that last verse, could we take a few moments just to pray together for the comings and the goings and what's going on down in that end, and those that are coming up on Tuesday to camp. And this weekend is probably the strangest weekend on the camp calendar. With all that's going on, and again, people left today, people came today, people are going tomorrow that have come today, and others are coming in, and the staff and a lot of the young people are down in the village tonight in the youth retreat, and we want to pray for them. We want to pray for those that have left, those that are coming. On Tuesday particularly, I think of the children that will be arriving on the bus, and we've been praying for months for them. We want to pray that God will answer, believe him to do that. And so we can trust him and look to him tonight in prayer for those coming and for our young people that are in the village tonight. We want to remember them, all of them, and all that are here in Watch Rock, and then our churches that we represent, wherever you all come from. We want to pray for those churches tomorrow that God will minister, pour out his Spirit, bless, speak to hearts. And so could we just bow our heads and could we just look to him for a moment now and say, Lord, help those that have been here this summer, Lord, throughout the first and second period. Oh, we go back before then to the retreat, the Chinese retreat. Lord, all hundreds of people have already been through camp. Lord, you've spoken your word to people's hearts. You've changed people's lives. You've restored, begun a new work, challenged. Lord, we pray that that work will continue in their lives. Let not one thing fail in these lives of what you have ordained for them. Young people, old people, whoever they may be, wherever they're from, Lord, we pray that you'll follow them up as only you by your Spirit can. Oh, dear Lord, and continue to help them to love you and serve you and live for you right back where they are. We pray, Lord Jesus, for those that are coming up on Tuesday. Lord, the bus that comes, the many cars that will come to camp, the guests that will be here from all over the world, all over the place. Father, they come because they need you and want you. There's a hunger and a yearning, a desire in their hearts, and we pray that Lord, that desire will be met. Lord, that you'll quench their hungry hearts, the thirsting souls. Lord Jesus, we know that you will. You said if we hunger and thirst for righteousness, you'd fill with righteousness. And Lord, we're praying that you'll do that. We're praying for the boys and the cottagers, Lord, that you'll do that for every one of them. Bless their counselors, some that are here, others that are coming. Bless the counselors and fill them with faith. Fill them with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray that you'll work through the counselors to every boy. And Lord, change every life, every heart. There shouldn't be a reason why one boy goes home the same way they've come. But Lord, you can change every one of their lives. And we've prayed that way. And we're believing you to answer that prayer. Lord, we consider the young staff that will be here. Lord, many of which are down in the village tonight, gathered together, Lord, listening to your word, being challenged to allow you to make them into the image of God. And we pray, Lord, that it will resonate with them, that they won't dismiss it and feel as if they're too far gone and it's too big a job. You're able, Lord. You're able to work in them. You're able to change them. And we believe that you have been and that you are and that you'll continue, Lord, even tonight. Lord, challenge their hearts again as they hear your word. And you know, use whomever you choose tonight of those leaders to minister the word of God to these hearts. And throughout the day, tomorrow and on Monday, continue to work in them all that you have planned, all that you desire. And again, we pray that they will be changed. Changed, not just blessed, not just enjoyed in their time at camp, but Lord, changed, eternally changed. Oh, dear Lord Jesus, you're able. We're believing you to do it. Bless our churches, Lord, tomorrow as we gather in the different places throughout the cities. Lord, we just pray that you'll come by your word and by your Spirit, and that you will work tomorrow in every church, in every meeting, in every Sunday school class. Lord, we just trust you to have your way. And so, Lord, we thank you that we can be here at camp. Lord, some for a short time, others a little longer. But Lord, however long we're here, you know. And Lord, as our hearts are open to you, in the meetings that we can be in, just walking on the grounds and being in this camp and allowing you to work in our lives, we believe that you can do a great work in a short time. And Lord, we're trusting you'll do that in all of our lives. Dear Jesus, have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Lord, fill with thy spirit. Lord, as we yield and as we're waiting, we pray that you'll accomplish that for your glory and for your honor, and we thank you for it. Amen. Amen. That last stanza, let us sing. The Holy Spirit, Lord. Yes, Lord.